Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Bo.
Some background. Bo has been an LSAT Demon student for 8 months and has improved from a 138 diagnostic to a practice test high of 173.
Holy shit.
Bo is now perfect in logic games and scores -1 to -3 on logical reasoning. In RC, they only make it through three passages. How to reach that fourth passage and break 175. That's the gist of it. I'll read Bo's email. Bo says, some people's worst nightmare is getting stranded at sea. Mine is an RC section with six or more questions in the last passage. I generally miss 1 to 3 questions within passages 1 through 3, and my focus right now is on fixing that. I take a lot of time to read and understand the passage, like a lot of time. I don't time myself, but I probably average around 8 minutes to read and understand the passage. Yes, I said I don't time myself and then gave you a specific average time it takes me to read and understand the passage. I am a walking contradiction. I could be taking longer than I need. It just doesn't feel that way when I'm in it. I get through RC questions quickly because I know exactly what they're asking me and almost always have at least a general sense of what the passage said regarding the question. Boy, that's great, by the way. I mean, that's what we're looking for. Being able to predict the answers on the reading comp means you comprehended the reading. I do think that sometimes I move through some questions a little too quickly, hence the -1 to -3 on attempted questions. I'm not 100% sure, but I think making it into passage 4 might be out of the cards for me. Although I did scrape 30 plus points in 8 months, so who knows what could happen in another 8 months. Any advice on what would be a good strategy for me in my pursuit of 175 plus? Is there anywhere specifically you think I should focus my efforts? Best, Bo. Wow. 138 to 173. So damn. Already a 35 point improvement from diagnostic to high practice test. I'm sure Bo's not averaging 173. Do you think Bo has room to grow?
Absolutely. Think? Yeah, I think, well, it's great that there's a whole reading comp passage that's waiting, right? Those are potential points. It's not like Bo is doing all four passages and missing several questions throughout the test. So I think once you crack this, Bo, you're going to see your score go even higher, possibly higher than 175. So what to do?
You can't take 8 minutes to read and understand the passage. If you're a 35-minute test taker and you're trying to get to 175, you need to do all four passages, right? You're not getting to 175 without doing all four passages. It's just not possible.
I just wonder if Bo is like over like rhapsodizing about the passage or something. I mean, generally we're trying to tell people to slow down, but you can also take that too far and just sit there and be like, oh, well, and then applying like a logical reasoning critique to every argument in reading comp. I find myself often disagreeing with what the author said, but not really taking the time to unpack it like I would with logical reasoning, in part because there's going to be another argument coming two sentences later, right? So it's like, hey, we don't have time to, I will disagree. I might have my pop judgment as to why I think it's wrong, but I'm not going to tear it apart like logical reasoning.
Yeah, you don't need to be able to rehash all 13 or 14 sentences of the whole passage, right? When I take the metaphor that I like to use is like, well, you're going to read this document and then I'm going to ask you questions about it, but I'm going to snatch the document away from you for some of the questions. Like, what's the main point? What's the author's attitude? What's the primary purpose here? Like, what do they want? Essentially, those are all the same question, by the way. I don't think there's any point making a difference between main point, primary purpose, author's attitude, whatever. Those, it's all just like, well, did you get it? Did you get the overall gist of it? And you don't need the document to answer those questions. I'll give the document back to you when I ask you some of the detailed questions, because you might have to go back and look and find like, oh yeah, they definitely had evidence here for that. That's why this is the answer. But for half of the questions, you should be answering them just kind of based on overall gist of it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it sounds like Bo is doing something too heavy-handed in his reading.
Mm-hmm.
But it is hard to teach it, right? Because when we teach reading comp in classes, I mean, I always start by reading the whole passage to the class.
Mm-hmm.
But as I read it, I'm talking my way through it and I'm explaining my way through it. And it'll take me 12 minutes to read the passage and talk about it at the same time.
Yeah. But explaining what you're thinking and then thinking it in a flash are two different things. And I have to remind people of that.
Right. The explaining it is what takes the time. The talking about it is what takes the time. But I'm just trying to show people like a snapshot of the kinds of ideas that are flashing through my head as I'm reading it. I don't take time to like have that whole debate in my head or, you know, really reason it through all that way. But, you know, it's more like, okay, I see what you said. It does make me think about this. Okay, what's next? All right, I see what you said there. Makes me think about that. All right, what's next? It also does, if you are, like, I really don't want people to try to read fast, right? Don't take a speed reading class. Don't do any of that bullshit. Don't try to read the reading comp passage within 4 minutes or whatever. That's not what I'm talking about. But I do read more quickly as we get closer to the end of the passage.
For sure.
There's that thing where I catch, it's like I've been tuned in. I'm really tuned in for the first couple sentences. So it's like I really have to try to get a picture of where you're going. But once I get a picture of where you're going, halfway through the passage, two-thirds of the way through the passage, I find myself just kind of going, I know. It feels like you already said that. Right? So it's the like anticipation of what's going to come next that I'm able to build because I have such a good handle on the first few sentences.
Yeah.
That then as I get closer to the end of the passage, it's like, I know. Okay, I knew you were going to say something around like that. And okay, this whole paragraph is just essentially expanding on what you said in the first sentence. Okay, I got that. I see where you're going. Okay, fine. Great. Main point of the passage was XYZ. Let me go attack the questions. And if you take 8 minutes, you don't have time to do all four passages because 8 times 4 is 32. So you'd have 3 minutes remaining to do all the questions in the passage.
And that's just for reading.
So you are, Bo, somehow going to have to figure out how to read the passage more quickly if you're going to get to that fourth passage.
I think Bo's going to do it. I also like Bo's mindset here. Although I did scrape 30 plus points in 8 months or so, so who knows what could happen in another eight.
Maybe another 30 points.
I don't think you're going to need another 8 months, Bo. But I'm glad that you have that mindset. You're willing to do what it takes to get scores that will get you into any school in the world. But I think this is going to be a couple months. I think Bo's going to crack this. I think it's just reading comp, figuring out how to read a little more effectively.
Yeah. So what specifically should Bo do? I mean,
Bo should pay attention to what Bo is thinking about as he reads the passage, right? Like, okay, how much are you breaking this down? How much are you predicting? Like you were just saying, maybe Bo's not predicting enough up front. So that's not allowing him to go faster as he either confirms or denies his prediction as he goes through the passage. Right.
When
you do have that good handle, you're like, oh, yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Example. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Makes sense. And you just start going.
Yeah. As I'm reading, it's like, where are you going with this? Oh, I see. I feel a but coming. And then, you know, two sentences later, however, but, and I go, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. I see. Okay. So why don't you think this is true? And they get into their case a little bit and I go, yeah, yeah, okay. I get it. Oh, I see what you're going to say next. And then, yeah, I'm predicting not just like the answers to the questions, which when I get to the questions, I am going to try to predict those answers so that I can quickly dismiss wrong answer choices. I mean, that's the place to really go fast on reading comp. You know the answer, you're disrespecting wrong answer choices, and that's where you get to really go fast. But during the passage itself, if we're building an understanding, if we're getting closer and closer to, yeah, okay, I get the gist of it, I see where you're going with this, then we should be able to read the last paragraph or two faster than we're reading the beginning of the paragraph. So I wonder if Bo is going there.
Not to say that we want you to read slowly and then read fast. That's dumb. We're not focusing on the time. That said, the irony here is that Bo might actually need to slow down.
At the beginning of the passage, yeah.
Yeah, that could be the problem here. I don't know. And really, Bo, you just have to...
Right. Why is it taking 8 minutes to comprehend the passage?
Yeah.
That's the question.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, I mean, are you reading like... Yeah, right. Like, are you reading too quickly, not getting it, and then having to reread?
Or just read more carefully at the end because you're still putting pieces together?
Right. Are you reading the sentences in a disconnected fashion so that you're not able to predict where the passage is going to go? So you never get that like freedom to speed up. I don't know. I'm curious. Maybe Bo can write us back or, you know, just talk to Bo's a demon student. So talk to all of our teachers, talk to the world's best customer service team. Do whatever you got to do to ask us questions. I would also say, Bo, minus one to minus three on LR is probably not a 175. Like, you take 175 plus is going to be like minus three total on the entire test. And if you're ever missing three on LR, I think you could get better at LR. So I would continue to get better at that section of the test. And then obviously the bulk of your prep, like probably 50% or more, needs to be devoted to reading comp.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe even more. Yep. Thanks again for writing in, Bo. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.